The United States continued to enjoy low unemployment in October. Figures released today by the Labor Department show the rate was 5.2%, unchanged from the month before. At the same time, businesses created 210,000 new jobs, a rebound from a small job loss in September. As NPR's John Itzty reports, a mound of data released this week has most economists convinced the economy is in a period of slow and stable growth.
Today's employment report suggests an economy growing moderately and producing jobs at a solid rate, but with no signs that low unemployment is leading to higher inflation. Economists have been watching closely to see whether the wage gains of recent months would pick up speed and force employers to raise prices to offset higher wage costs. But today's employment report showed no overall wage gain last month. Earlier this week, the government reported the economy slowed on its own this summer from a very fast pace in the spring that might have produced inflation. Best of all, it slowed without an interest rate hike from the Federal Reserve, a move that in the past has sometimes triggered a recession. Most analysts now feel the economy is set to grow at slower rates into 1997. The big reason for the current slowdown is that consumers kept their appetites in check during the summer. In fact, a report yesterday showed consumer spending barely rising in September. That's led to inventories piling up in warehouses and on store shelves. As a result, manufacturers have cut back production so inventories don't swell even more. If consumers don't pick up the shopping during what's left of this year, it could spell trouble for the economy. But Lyle Gramley, an economist at the Mortgage Bankers Association, expects they'll shop hard in the coming months.
My expectation is based on the fact that consumers are still very confident. They're enjoying good gains in employment and disposable income, and certainly this morning's number suggests that job growth is still quite robust. So I think the economy is going to continue to do quite well.
This week has provided the last important economic data before the presidential election. It reaffirms that the country is enjoying the best combination of low inflation and unemployment in 27 years. That situation has provided a big boost for President Clinton, though how much credit he deserves for the solid economy is a matter of debate. There are some caution flags rising, though. The Economic Cycle Research Institute says its forecasting model shows the economy entering a sustained period of slower growth, which increases its vulnerability to recession. I'm John Itzty in Washington.